all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
I saw this story talking about things we bought during the pandemic. You know, when we were spending a lot of time at home, we had credit cards, we had access to the internet, so we decided to just buy things around the house. And the article was talking about how there was lots of things people regretted buying. Pelotons. You know, the exercise bikes, a lot of people spend a lot of money on those and they regret them. Now they're using them to hang up their laundry. Even pets. I mean, a lot of people got dogs or cats that they kind of regret now. But one thing that this article was saying, nobody ever regretted buying was a bidet. The bidet is the one thing that we kind of panic bought because we were running out of toilet paper and we were like, what can I... Let's get a bidet. We can hook one up when as soon as it gets here. And nobody regretted buying it. Have you ever talked to anyone that got a bidet and didn't like it?
No.
It changed people's lives.
You have one, don't you?
I don't. I always...
I thought you were going to get one.
Oh, like that, I talk that about it all your, the time. They have them at Costco right now. I'm looking for the new house. They have them at Costco where it's the whole toilet seat and it's got like the controls and everything else.
Oh, I rented out like a hotel or hotel room downtown just because they had bidets.
Yeah, I've stayed in the same one. And so at Costco they have where it's you put a whole new toilet seat on and then it's like comfort and I think it's heated.
It was heated. It had an air dryer.
I've been looking at those at Costco. It is weird that it took so long for us to catch on to the bidet in North America. Like in Japan, 8 out of 10 houses have bidets. In Italy, it's mandatory because they wanted to get rid of toilet paper usage. It's mandatory in Italy to have, like, all through Europe, people have bidets. And for some reason, we always thought it was, like, weird or gross or something. But as soon as we tried it during the pandemic, we were hooked.
Yeah.
And I've been saying for years, you need one, Jimmy. Like you have a hard time reaching areas.
Yeah, because my pulley system is a little outdated.
Yeah, you've got a system of pulleys in your house, and as you get older, it's harder to work the levers and everything to clean it. You need to get a bidet. They're not that expensive. They hook right into the line. So anyways, I thought that could be a good topic. What have you not regretted buying? Is there something you want to recommend to anybody? Recommend something to me. I'm moving to a farm. Is there something you've bought for your acreage or for your new house that you think I need to get? Let me know. Something you have not regretted buying. 780-989-0957.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And we're talking about things you have not regretted buying. It's because during the pandemic, we all bought bidets and nobody ever regretted it. And I was saying, I'm moving out of the city. What am I not going to regret buying? 780-989-0957. A lot coming in here. Jason saying, you will not regret a proper bug zapper for the deck. Yeah. I'm thinking about putting in, because we're all alone. Like, we have no neighbors, right? You can't even see the next house. I want to put in a bat house. That's what I want to do. Because there is a lot of water near us, too. And so I'm thinking about putting in bat houses on the property because they will handle the mosquitoes.
Oh, I thought you were going full out Batman, like a bat cave.
No. You put up these bat houses on your property and they're not that big and they can fit thousands of bats in them. And each bat eats like 2,000 mosquitoes a night or something crazy like that. So that's what I've been thinking about. But yeah, Jason, thank you for that. A bug zapper for evenings out on the deck. Lots of good stuff coming in. We'll get to more coming up. If you have anything, purchases you've made that you don't regret, 780-989-0957.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And we're talking about purchases that you have never regretted making. Started with the bidet talk, because they were talking about how everyone bought a bidet during the pandemic and no one ever regretted it. Things, so we can move that on. What have you bought that you have not regretted? 780-989-0957. Grant texted in, my name, twin. Said, hey, no regrets buying a pinball machine. Yeah, I don't think I would regret that.
No.
And I think that's something I would actually use. Like, sometimes you buy those novelty things and you don't really use them. I've had friends buy the arcade machines and then they kind of sit there and don't use them. But I think a pinball machine I would use. So I like that. I would also buy I really want shuffleboard. I know it's very legion of me, but I really want a shuffleboard. Jimmy, what, you have something you've bought that you don't regret?
Oh, lightsabers.
You never regret your lightsaber purchases?
Never regret. Actually, because of my lightsaber purchase, that's the reason why I'm going to California. Because I was drunk talking with people online that live in California, and I convinced them to let me teach their kids how to lightsaber fight.
It sounds like you're going to prison for something. I was drunk talking to people online, and I let them... I'm going to California to teach their kids how to fight lightsabers. Yeah, that's... You're turning 50.
Who knew?
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Oh, man. We're talking about purchases you do not regret making. And we are getting so many good ones. 780-989-0957. Us talking about moving out of the city onto an acreage. And one of the things that a couple acreage folks have texted in, Dean texted in, Blair as well, a 0 point, zero steer John Deere lawnmower.
Yeah. How does that work?
So they're the ones where the front wheels are like on a swivel, and then it's like you're driving a tank. Like you have the joysticks, you go, and you can spin right on a spot. Yeah, they're awesome. One of my friends has one of those. You can rip on them.
Are you going to get one for the acreage?
We have a... My dad gave me his old riding lawnmower, so we have like a John Deere riding lawnmower already. Maybe eventually I'll upgrade to the zero turn. Because they are pretty awesome looking. And you can do your lawn in so fast. Andrew texted in. He does not regret buying a fishing boat as well. Yeah. You'll never regret a boat, I don't think. Although, I've always said I don't want a boat because I don't want to maintain it. I've always said I want a best friend who has a boat. And it's worked out good for me because my dad has a fishing boat. That works out nicely, but yeah, Andrew said he'll never regret it. He doesn't regret his fishing boat. He said drinking beer, smoking hoots, and washing hooks. What purchase have you made that you do not regret?
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
Talking about the purchases you've made that you have not regretted, because I think we do regret a lot of purchases, and there was a story about how nobody regretted buying a bidet. Like, yeah. Nobody I've ever talked to that has bought a bidet has been like, not for me. I'm going to go back to cold, hard toilet paper. No, everyone I know that gets a bidet is like, then trying to convince everyone else they know to get bidets because it changes their life. So, yeah, purchases you've made that you have not regretted, 780-989-0957. Kev said, I bought a zip line from Canadian Tire for our kids, and I ran it from their playhouse to a tree. Holds a fully grown adult. No regrets about that. That's awesome. Derek from Drayton Valley said a pellet smoker barbecue. No regrets about that. Rarely uses the gas grill anymore. Yeah. Yeah, you don't hear anybody
complaining about a smoker.
No, I've never met anyone that regrets buying one of those. Usually they go full blown, like smoking everything after that. And Mark said guitars. I bought way too many guitars, but no regrets on any of them. We had a text. I don't regret buying my portable AC unit. Makes summer hot days livable. Yeah. Didn't you buy one, Jimmy?
We were talking about it.
Told you you need to buy one because your apartment gets so hot in the summer. You would not regret it. If you went to Costco and bought a portable AC unit for like $500 or whatever, I think you would be very happy with your decision to do that. You should look into it. Take that leprechaun money from St. Patrick's Day. You made a stack of gold coins. Take that money to Costco, save it, and buy yourself a portable AC unit. You will not regret it. And then Daryl said, purchases I've made that I don't regret. My wife's 34 double Ds.
Alrighty then.
This is a short minute with Jimmy.
What do you got for us, Jimmy?
Cobra Kai Season 6 is, they're working on it, and it's supposed to be the final season of Cobra Kai.
Oh, this is it, hey?
But
the final season.
So what they're doing is they said for sure, what's her name? Hillary Swank won't be in it.
I saw that. I was disappointed because some people don't even know that Hillary Swank was the next Karate Kid in like Karate Kid 4 or whatever it was.
I find it weird that she's not, but they're going to have Jackie Chan involved.
Yeah. Well, Jackie Chan's going to be in the movie, right?
Yes.
With Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. So
Hillary Swank's probably like, I'm not reliving that. I don't need to relive that. I have kids.
Yeah.
And a successful career. I don't need to be in Cobra Kai.
But yeah, so what they're saying is season 6 will kind of wrap up the whole Cobra Kai story, but it'll lead to the movie. So there's going to be a tie-in to the movie with Jackie Chan. So there could be the option of Jackie Chan being in season 6.
Okay. We've talked about it. This is a guilty show for me. I love Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I know. You've talked about it before that your kids make fun of you for
watching
it.
I watch it, and they're like, why are you watching kids' shows? it's not a kid's show. He's drinking beer, and he said a swear word.
Yeah, but the fact that your kids are making fun of you just makes my day. That's awesome.
It is like, when I watch it, I'm like, oh, I hope no one sees me watching this, but it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so high school, but good at the same time, yeah.
They've tied in every other character.
They brought everyone back.
Like, Chosen. They brought in...
Terry.
Allie. They brought in...
I guess all those people weren't really doing much.
No.
Their careers. They had some time, right, to do this. So,
when it's probably nostalgic, too, for some
definitely.
Of them, right?
Like, I would think so.
Elizabeth Shue.
When is season 6 coming out? Do we know?
They haven't really said yet. I haven't seen it
anymore. Whenever it comes out, I'll be watching. Wax on.
We should
wax off.
Should do a watch party at a bar somewhere.
I don't need that many people knowing that I'm watching this show.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
Huge news for the Olympics this summer in Paris. They've unofficially... Well, they've added a new unofficial sport. That is, they have officially lifted the ban on getting it on during the Olympics. So at the previous Olympics, remember it was the COVID Olympics, and there was a ban on having sex in the Olympic Village. That has now officially been lifted. Woo! The Olympic Committee says they plan on handing out 300,000 condoms to the athletes for the 2 weeks. I looked it up. At the Paris Olympics, there will be 10,500 athletes. So that means each athlete gets to boink about 28 times during the Olympics. Of course, you know, there will be some nerds that focus on their events. I can't. I've got to throw that disc really far tomorrow. And then there's some married athletes, so you can count them out. And then there's some who probably have a severe latex allergy. According to reports, this is one event that will not be televised.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So I don't know if you saw the 22 minutes Pierre Poilievre thing, did you, Jimmy?
No.
By the way, this is one of the best 22-minute seasons in a long time. That show has been around forever, and it's been like not funny for a long time. This season, I have seen so much funny stuff coming from This Hour Has 22 Minutes. They're killing it. What I like about them, too, is you're like, it's a CBC show. They just hate conservatives, but they don't actually. Like, they will make fun of everyone. They did recently did a Justin Trudeau version of the Ken song from Barbie.
Oh.
I'll play a little clip here.
Another completely empty schedule.
He does a good Trudeau.
Perhaps I'll go out today.
Completely empty schedule.
Where they are.
And then the guy comes in and tells him, like, oh, nobody likes you. Like, there's a huge protest because nobody likes you. You can't leave the building. And he sings his song.
Oh, I'm a simple man without a spine. Don't bring up Palestine.
Like, they make fun of everyone, right? They go both sides on it. And the other night they did a thing on Pierre where one of the comedians got invited to a Pierre Poilievre event, and he waited in line and he met him, and this is what happened.
My name is Dan. I'm with 22 Minutes. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Canada's next prime minister and laser eye surgery success story. Congratulations. I think you're doing an amazing job.
Great.
If it was up to me, you'd be the leader of the opposition for the rest of your life.
Well, I won't be, sadly for you and you and your but you know what?
He had a total Jimmy moment. He was trying to come up with a comeback, and he completely jimmied. I'll tell you what. The bad news for you. Like, come on. That clip went viral because everyone was like, oh, Pierre, you got to laugh at yourself. I think if you're going to be the prime minister, you have to have some humility and you have to be able to laugh at yourself. 22 Minutes has been doing this for years. They used to have Stephen Harper on the show making fun of him, and he'd make fun of them. Danielle Smith was even on this season.
Oh, wow.
Kind of laughing at herself, tongue in cheek. And you got to be able to laugh at yourself.
You can't take life too seriously.
He almost did I know you are, but what am I? That was almost his comeback. But yeah, maybe he wasn't prepared. They need to have him back on the show, I think. Give him another chance to redeem himself, because it wasn't a great look.
Grant Johnson and James P. White. But we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Okay. So Pierre Poilievre kind of embarrassed himself on 22 Minutes. He got caught off guard is what happened. And I said that he had a Jimmy moment. And Jimmy started arguing, that's not like me. I never do that. Okay. Let's listen to the audio again and tell me that this was not a Jimmy moment for Pierre.
Congratulations. I think you're doing an amazing job.
Great.
If it was up to me, you'd be the leader of the opposition for the rest of your life.
I won't be, sadly for you and you and your... But you know what?
That's a Jimmy moment.
Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So the 2024 World Happiness Report was done. How do they do this, Jimmy? Do they just call you up? Are you happy? Yes or no? Well, Canada did pretty well on the happiness report. This is a worldwide thing. They study every country, and out of all the countries in the world, we are at number 15. We actually were at number 13. We dropped down a couple of spots to 15. So on the World Happiness Report, Canada is the 15th happiest country in the world. But if you break it down and look at it like age groups, people under the age of 30 are miserable. Nobody under the age of 30 is happy, apparently. If you look at this study, for the under 30s, Canada dropped all the way down to the 58th spot.
Wow.
So number 15 overall, but just under 30, number 58. They're suggesting the drop in under 30s is because of a lack of support from friends and family, a lack of trust in the government. I would never let the government determine my happiness.
No.
To be honest.
That's giving a...
too much power to your politicians. Yeah. If my day-to-day is affected that much by who's in charge, you got to find another hobby. Turn off the news. Do something
else.
Ignore it.
Just do
it.
As I do.
Honestly, live
in the Jimmy bubble.
Honestly, live in the Jimmy bubble. The cone of silence.
I only look at the news if I have to.
Because I know people like that who are so impacted by who's in government and who's running things that it wrecks their life. I'm like, get away from it. Go outside. Drink a beer. They also talked about more stress and anxiety in the world. It does seem like a lot of people under 30 are like anxious
but
and can't sleep.
Could it be because of all the technology, because people are a lot more connected now.
You're
watching Facebook and so-and-so's upset. Oh, this is why they're upset. So then it brings you down.
I would say that's a huge thing is tech. One of the things though I think is the biggest thing is the lack of community that they talked about it, because they were suggesting cost of living. That could make people not happy because it doesn't matter how hard you work, you'll never get ahead. But I don't think that's it, because I've been really poor at points in my life, but I've been happy at the same time. But I think the lack of family and friends around you would be the biggest factor, maybe. Yeah.
I just I don't know. Like, I spend a lot of time by myself. I don't see my family that often. And I'm fine. Like,
yeah, you're killing it. How often do you drink?
That's not the point.
Every night. What do we call your apartment? The Den of Sadness?
That's because you guys are dicks.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings. Okay, with Grant and Jimmy.
This makes sense to me. Google and Fitbit are building an artificial intelligence personal trainer together.
I kind of like that idea.
I guess Google bought Fitbit a while ago, so they're integrating the technology together. And this does make so much sense. I can't believe it's not already a thing. Why wouldn't you use artificial intelligence as a personal trainer? Like, that's one of the few times where I'm like, oh, that, I like that. I actually like AI this time. Put all your stats in there. Comes up with a workout plan, maybe like a diet plan for you. Because personal trainers are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody can afford them.
No.
I shouldn't say nobody can afford them, but they are a luxury item.
We can't.
Right? They're a luxury item in your budget.
Yes.
And so I personally need it, too. Like, I've never been able to go to the gym and just work out by myself and get into shape. Because when I'm left alone to my own devices, I will do 3 minutes on this, pump, and then I'm, that thing looks good, and I'm over there, and I'm doing chin-ups, a couple chin-ups. Oh, the treadmill's open. Go run on the treadmill for a couple minutes. Oh, Stairmaster. Like, I can't focus. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, it would give you suggestions. Okay.
Yeah.
Today's legs and today, whatever.
Just do these 3-4 workouts today. The fittest I've ever been is when I have gone consistently to the gym, like with my wife, for example, because she kind of acts like my personal trainer. She doesn't know it, but I'm just watching her and doing everything she's doing.
But also,
she knows what she's doing.
Having it on your device too would go, okay, hey, you haven't worked out in a day or so, maybe you should do something.
They kind of do that already, right? Like the a lot of the Google, the Apple phone watches stuff, they'll be like, hey, you haven't moved today.
I silenced that on my Fitbit.
You could
move now. You should maybe move somewhere. And I'm like, no.
You have a Fitbit, you should not be able to silence the thing where it's telling you to move your body. Hey, Jimmy, you haven't moved in 15 hours.
I get the Fitbit, so it just lets me know if I get a text message.
Maybe move your leg. When I did DDP yoga, I did that for like a solid year. Because you're following along with him on the app as he's doing workouts, he's kind of like your trainer, right? So this makes sense. Of course, Jimmy's just going to silence it.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
And Jimmy, we have a special guest in studio with us. Darren, how you doing?
Good, man. Yourself?
I'm going to get this mic right up in front of you.
All right.
There you go. Darren is from Arcadia Brewing. I want to say owner, but you're not the owner anymore, are you?
No, I'm kind of passing those duties up here.
Yeah, you guys are doing something cool. Arcadia is located in Manchester Square. Do you say downtown Edmonton?
Yeah, let's say downtown.
It's kind of fringe downtown. Now, Manchester Square, though, Arcadia Brewing right in there. And just this week, you launched your Time for Kindness, right?
Yeah. I was kind of hyping some announcements. And then, of course, when I said Time for Change, people were assuming that we were closing.
Yeah, well, I saw that. I was like, oh, no, Arcadia can't close.
Yeah.
Time for Change. What do you mean?
So that was it. And then, we was delayed last week. Milo's been working tirelessly on our the website and the launch, and we got it launched on Monday. So what we're doing is kind of changing Arcadia to a community-focused brewery, and that means that we are every month we're going to be donating all of our net profits to a local cause.
Cool.
We have a committee in place, and the committee selects the, you know, we want.
So it'll kind of change all the time where the money is going from Arcadia.
Every month, so local organizations we want to be doing grassroots causes can apply through our website.
Very cool.
And the committee selects who the money goes to.
So this goes for all the money made, like, in the brewery, plus the money from the sales and of four packs and everything else.
In liquor stores and everything,
Very that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, that's such a good idea. What kind of, what inspired you to do this?
I'm Irish. It's just, it's just in our blood to be helping. I was just back home there in January, and you get a sense of pride, people looking out for each other. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess I listened to Joe Strummer and The Clash enough that it picked up the message. But no.
Well, you're always doing stuff. Like, you're always out in the community handing out warm clothing to the homeless and food and all sorts.
That's what Arcadia means. Arcadia is a community. Yeah, it's literally the definition of what Arcadia is. It's community, and without a strong community doesn't end at being in our tap room and walking out of our tap room. I want to be creating a stronger community outside of our doors. So yeah, I've been doing it for years, and then just this past couple of months, I decided rather than just always donating stuff to, you know, organizations, I want to be getting out there, and you know, it's just a sense of people being dehumanized, and kind of want to break that down and go out there. We go out every week into the downtown and hand out stuff, and just the more important thing is just out there and engaging with community members who are really struggling downtown.
Well, Jimmy and I were just looking at a story this morning. They had CBC release about 300 homeless people have died this year or something like that of overdoses. Like, it's insane, and they need help, and so...
Well, yeah, and I mean, the timing of it, because the city in all their wisdom yesterday actually just have canceled renewal funding to the Bissell Center.
Oh,
and
Boyle Street. I didn't see that.
No, so the Bissell Center might be closing down.
Wow.
So, yeah, we like to get out there and help people, but also with this Time for Kindness, so I'm selling memberships.
I was going to say, it's not just like my drinking that's going to help you to give back to the community, but I can buy a membership, right?
Yeah. So the memberships get you a whole bunch of perks.
Yeah, there's discounts on beer and
discounts
merchandise.
Discounts on beers and merch, but also the it gets you involved in our... We're looking to expand the outreach program. Instead of myself going out with some staff or some friends in the Arcadia van, we're expanding our outreach program. Time for Kindness members will be able to volunteer. And every week, we're going to be going out. We're going to be expanding an outreach program to be bringing more donations to people downtown. Have more people engage with people downtown, kind of and trying to end the stigma of what it's like to be downtown and engaging with people. I can tell you firsthand that the people are, you know, when we had that cold snap, you wouldn't believe the kindness and happiness and the appreciation you get from people. It's the polar opposite of what you'd be expecting, probably people expect.
What people think, what they see online and No, really cool. Where can people get involved? You got a website?
Yeah, new website, arcadiabrewing.ca. Just launched it on Monday there, and all the information. We have all the information of, like, how the memberships work, where the money goes to, our committee. And then eventually when people sign up, they can volunteer to be a committee member, and we'll have an election. So the committee's in there to be, I report to the committee.
Cool.
So, like, as we were saying, I'm switching from owner to CEO. So I report to the committee, so there's transparency on our financials. So there's a clear-cut understanding of where the money's
where
going
it's going
to
and everything,
and how much and everything,
Cool. Well, Jimmy and I will be by sometime to drink for a cause.
I actually drive by there all the time.
Perfect.
On the bus.
Stop the bus.
I'm getting off.
I got charity work to do. We'll buy some for Whistling Pig. That's my favorite. So.
Pines for People, we like to...
Pines for People.
Yeah.
I like that.
But, like, if you haven't been to the brewery, we have the seats from the old Edmonton Coliseum, so you can drink in the Coliseum seats like you used to.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Again, it's arcadiabrewing.ca. Arcadia is in Manchester Square. Thank you for stopping by, Darren.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
We don't have Dunkin' Donuts here, Jimmy, which is too bad because I actually quite enjoy Dunkin' Donuts, but also because they've made a drink for you.
Oh, really?
Has anyone ever called you a short king? Has anyone ever been like, go on, you short king?
No.
You haven't heard that one? It's a new thing. It's like an internet thing to call short men. They call short men short kings. They say it's confident guys who are below average height. And so Dunkin' Donuts has actually released a new menu item called the Short King Spring. It's an iced coffee that's just a little bit smaller than all the others. Serious.
Really?
An actual menu item for you. The Short King Spring. Is it okay if I start calling you my Short King, Jimmy?
No.
Oh, okay.